1999. You have reached War, White Aryan Resistance. Our hot new website is www.resistance.com.
Insurgent Radio Network calling. Insurgent Radio Network calling. I'm going to take you back here on a couple of audio.
Date is December 26, 1999. You have reached War, White Aryan Resistance. Our hot new website is
Network calling, Insurgent Radio Network calling. I'm going to take you back here on a couple of audio clips here to go back to, this is December 28th, 1999 for Tom Metzger's comment, and we're just going to throw this together. I had a little problem with some other tape here today, so anyhow, we're going to throw some ancient history at you. December 28th, 1999, and Tommy's comment.
Weekly update. It's time for Terrible Thomas, State of the Race address. And make one thing to be sure of, I am speaking my opinion. Terrible Thomas and no one else is responsible for what I have to say. We are inching towards the so-called new year. We are also inching towards the new millennium that will actually start January 1st, 2001. I prefer the ancient Greek Aryan concept of time far better than the present hamster wheel we tread. Let's consider our progress in 1999. The concept of leaderless resistance is now an established fact. Lone wolves have multiplied greatly and will make their own decision as to when to act or not to act. The right wing keeps bellowing, "Where are the lone wolves?" Well, one place they are not is at an eat, meet, and retreat organizational meeting infiltrated with many, many agents. Wolves could be in action all around with little attention since they don't go to conferences or spring membership drives. All membership organizations are either treading water or losing ground. As the Iron Heel turns up the heat, it will flush out the camp followers who maintain that they will always obey the law. Many of them will turn informant, rationalizing that we barbarians have just gone too far. Anything that's more quickly separates the right-wing conservative sheeple from our wolves is great as far as I am concerned. The Iron Heel is using every excuse to gear up. At the same time, they convinced Californians to turn in their SKS rifles on pain of prison come first of the year. I heard there were a lot of shovels being bought in December, and that's encouraging. Never tell anyone what weapons you have or their location. Race relations continue to deteriorate in the military. It's being held together more by fear of punishment than hope for reward. Younger military personnel can look forward to a drastically cut retirement even after doing their 20 years kissing the ass of inferior Niglet and other non-white superiors. With a 40% non-white higher military, the seeds are well planted for a future meltdown. Our wolves tell us that a lot of trouble is already happening in the military, but so far the brass have been able to keep it quiet. The police are being pulled into the Iron Heel net more and more. Community policing is the cover words for the final federalizing of all local police. Police departments are quickly becoming just part of the growing federal police force. Due to the federally created terrorist scare, police are begging for heavy weapons. Oh my God, they're coming, they're coming. Some towns have more than one military tank even. And at the same time, older white officers are retiring as non-whites move right up the ladder. That's a good sign from our point of view. Remember, we are not conservatives. Quote, worse is better for now, unquote. The filling of more and more prisons with even more white men and women will furnish an unending source of revolutionary-minded parolees as time passes, along with just plain maniacs bent on retribution. During the next 10 years, prison riots and attempted breakouts will become common occurrences. Prison officials will continue to turn the screws even tighter on Aryan prisoners than they do already. As non-whites continue to be the main recruiting effort for Judeo-Christian churches, all institutions will drive whites that have any self-respect away. The Christian churches will become mostly non-white during the first part of this century, and that's a plus for our side as far as I am concerned. Workplace homicides will skyrocket as we hear nearly every day or week of a multiple killing in the workplace as workers, due to one reason or another, go postal. I predicted most of this several years ago, but I will refresh your memory. Cities like Los Angeles will explode in growth. 2 million more in 10 years in L.A. Considering the white birth rate, these newcomers will be all non-whites and foreign-born. Las Vegas wants more water, as it grows like a runaway cancer cell. Guess what, boys and girls? This and many other parts of the country are running out of water. The wells are drilling deeper and deeper. Droughts are everywhere you look. But our keepers say not to worry. Did you ever see what a man will do for water after a couple of days or three or four without it? It's not a pretty sight. Isn't it amusing that the Civil Rights Bill of 1964 will affect water availability in 2000-plus? Say what? Most forget that the Pro-Nigger Bill would have not passed had it not been for water reclamation bills tacked to it as writers. Now that all those water projects were built and water was coming from everywhere, guess what? Uncontrolled migration has drawn the third world like a magnet. The rich got very rich, but the free ride is nearly over. As far as I am concerned, the only thing that will reverse immigration in the Southwest is either to run out of water or pull the plug on the water supply. One is the quick way, the other will naturally occur anyway at some point. Thus proving greed under control can prime a pump, but uncontrolled greed will destroy everything in its path. If you're back in the Middle West or East, your water is slowing down fast also. See, the earth is fighting back. Developers will continue to pay off politicians and continue to build over irreplaceable watersheds. But what the hell? We need more warehouse room for the red Chinese workers to dump their merchandise, not for their own good, but for the good of the Communist Party bosses that have now turned capitalist. We need millions of square acres to build housing for the scum of the earth to dwell where all those aborted people would be living by now. The mestizo invasion will continue unabated, except for a few being whacked when the cops aren't looking. My prediction is, however, that unchecked immigration works for viruses also, as North America continues its slide into future Calcutta. Diseases are already moving around the country at high speed. Diseases that were in check until just a few years ago. Every virus mutation known and unknown to man is traversing the globe as fast as the airline companies can fly. Children routinely come home now with lice from school. There is even a new strain of lice that is extremely hard to kill. Lice will be the least of our concerns as kids start coming home from school with leprosy and worse. But what's a few million corpses in the quest for brotherly love and to demonstrate our democratic principles in the USA? There is no chance to clean up the air when the population increases at this present rate. Even the skiing areas of the Rockies are becoming as polluted as Los Angeles due to thousands of snowmobiles belching out unfiltered poison into the once clean air. But oh, what the hell? The economy is said to be growing by leaps and bounds. It is? Tell most of the workers who are working part-time jobs, barely scraping enough together to pay the rent. The largest employer in the country is not General Motors or Microsoft. It's the part-time labor employers with no medical benefits. Health care. Oh, health care? My suggestion is to stay as healthy as possible because the health care system is beginning to look a bit like Bangladesh. Thousands die from diseases caught in hospitals, while other thousands are dying of misprescribed medicines. Oh, yes. Another reason you don't have to go to Calcutta is because the largest share of new doctors in this country are coming from there, plus the rest of the non-white world. This when, at the same time, white youth are beating on the doors of medical schools trying to get in. Good luck. Relax and be happy, the niggers say on the TV ad. Do you feel like relaxing or killing something? You don't have to reply. I know the answer. Is this the beginning of the end or the end of the beginning? You tell me. You say we need a Hitler? Silly boy. Hitler would be far too liberal for what the task ahead requires. Perhaps an Aryan version of Paul Pot. Yes, it's Blade Runner time. Time for the road warrior. Time for the hired gun that cleans up the mess, but is quickly asked to leave town once the dirty work is done. Foreign terrorists? Sure, but nothing will match the homegrown types as time passes. Don't worry, the Iron Heel will bring them on by their own actions. The Iron Heel has prepared the stage. Now is the time for the actors to take their place. Me? I'm a cynic, but an optimist at the same time, in a dark sort of way. I have confidence there is enough collective hate lurking in the breast of our race to pull it off one more time for the GIPA. In commentary on the state of the race, the following is from a loyal female fighter leader. Why are white power women so hardcore? Hard in general? The white female is the most gracious and beautiful of all human species. But when they depict us, the females, during this time of preservation as bullish women, they are looking out of context. This is a time to be bullish and defend. Therefore, we are a product of our society. Do white women want to once again regain our natural place in this world? Yes. And by doing so, we have to regress to our most basic survival instincts to help our white race, white men, and children out. There is no place for feminism or femininity in this struggle. But our daughters or their daughters will regain their natural place, which is the most high by our Joan of Arc convictions to our cause. Your fellow Aryan patriot, Becky Wengler. P.S. Terrible Thomas is seeing more and more women soldiers entering the struggle at all levels. It's about time. Any man that attempts to thwart such a move is deserving of an iron skillet upside the head. Any organization that does not recruit Aryan women at all levels should be shunned. Women have the equipment to enforce their wishes, if you know what I mean. Terrible Thomas recently received an email that included a complaint that I have heard for years, as far back as when Terrible Thomas was the first alleged leader in the racist cause that championed the skinhead section of the struggle. Many recall, but many young ones do not remember, how the right wing ridiculed the skinheads. Tom and John Metzger stood nearly alone with the skinheads, while the cozy right wing recoiled in horror. After a while, some groups decided to use the skinheads for security on their marches. But after the marches were over, they couldn't get the skinheads out of town fast enough. Some have used the skinhead music to make a lot of money, but at the same time hated their music. In Portland, Oregon, when John and Tom could have separated our civil trial from the Portland Skins civil trial, we didn't do it. We stood tall and supported all the accused. We paid the price, and we're not whining to anyone about it. Now comes the old complaint about skinhead music. Some of it is from well-meaning people sincerely trying to further the cause. Some is from old farts who sit on their hands and think revolution. The following is a reply to a person I feel is sincere in his or her criticism, but I feel he or she is wrong. You make up your mind. Terrible Thomas says, this is my point of view. Most young are not going to listen to classical music, no matter how you present it. They can buy it at any warehouse or any big record store. There's no suppression of classical music in this country, nor are they going to go back to the good old German music. Instead of beating the head against the wall, one must start from what the youth will listen to, infiltrate it, change the dialogue, and so on. What is needed now is more Aryan folk music, like From the Heart by Griffin. Eric Owens has done a lot of work in this area also. We need racist country western music. There's a very large audience that has been totally forgotten. Don't forget, classical was the music of the elitist Zog of the day. Wagner was considered a rock and roller in his time, condemned for raising the passions of the common man. The real Aryan music of the bulk of the race was not classical, but folk, bluegrass, country western, popular folk, even a type of rock and roll that evolved from the Aryan sea chants of old. Classical music was of the idle rich of that day. The musicians were paid by the elite of that day and put up in fine homes like whores. Only the rich whites were welcome to their concerts or chamber music. The unwashed don't come around. Today I hear much whining about skinhead music. I like all kinds of music myself. It depends on my mood. Boy, music has a power to it. It does raise the passions. In a film, when you hear hundreds of Roman legionnaires beating in time on their breast plates, or even the scene from Zulu when 10,000 blacks beat on their shields, enemy or no, it must be respected. I am 61 years old, and it raises my passions. I dare say that a group of young Aryans high on their music could, if advised properly, take on any opposing attacker, one against several. I was in the right wing for many years. On rare exceptions, most speakers put me to sleep. They still would today, but I jumped ship in time. It's no wonder the right wing is preaching to empty halls of senior citizens. If there is anything a revolutionary struggle needs, it's passion. You will never convince a man or a woman to charge the wire without passion. Those that condemn passion-raising music in whatever form as a weapon are fooling themselves. It's the same for groups that are so short-sighted that they turn away young people for not wearing suits to their sparsely attended meetings. Appealing to elitist habits is stupid and counter-revolutionary. The very reason they are elitist is because they have sold out a long time ago. Give me the barbarian any day. Give me the unwashed. You can have the golf course revolutionaries, the generals with no legions, the intellectual cowards who just write and write, condemning any white man that acts. The men of the North caused the whole of Europe to quake at the very mention of their name. Hardened warriors hid in convents and monasteries. The barbarian Germanics made quick work of Rome as their horses were stabled in St. Peter's. It was the beat of the drum and a bit of folk music in the camp at night that kept them moving. At the Alamo, they may have had a Virginia reel or an occasional harmonica, but sorry, boys, no symphonies. In Asia, the Mongols crushed China without classical music. Genghis Khan swept Asia and Eastern Europe without classical music. Attila the Hun never heard Beethoven. Alexander conquered the known world to the beat of the drum and possibly a little harp music now and then in the camp after the battle. No army I have ever heard of raised the passions of the troops to war playing classical music. In the peace and solitude of my home, I will play some classical music. Wagner, however, is one of the few who could raise my passions, and in his day, he was considered, like I said, a rock and roller. If men are willing to die for a cause, who in the hell gets off criticizing the music that helps motivate them? President Lincoln was told many times that General Grant was a drunk, but Grant won battles. Lincoln commented that if that's what it takes to win battles, see to it that a case of whiskey is at his tent every morning. We're at war. Let's act like it. The follows the second reply, double whammy. Yep, here we go. Here we go. Another part of it from Terrible Thomas. We are not Germans, even if we evolved from Germans. We will never be the Third Reich or the Fourth Reich. And I'm not sure I would want to be. Uh-oh, surprise, surprise. I probably would have been jailed for my insistence on free speech. I can't keep my mouth shut. Whatever motivated Germans in the way of music is for them. It won't be for most of us, except on brief occasions. The most dangerous Jews and Aryan traitors in North America also love classical music and commit more economic crime against the world and our people than any skinhead could ever imagine. The Reds in Germany played classical music too, and the Soviets suppressed popular music. But I lived in Germany not that long after the war. The common people listened to popular German music, i.e. folk music and American rock and roll. I think we agree on many things, but I believe National Alliance in this case is hamstrung by the concept of recruiting up in the economic world. I guess that's where they want to listen to classical. I think they're catering to the next portion of our race that will fight the last Cadillac, but don't expect them to give up the good. It's a little like Hitler turning away from his citizen army and making a deal with Dyson and the other industrialists. The course of National Socialism took a wrong turn at that point, and it ended in disaster for all of us. World War II was the worst event for the white race in all history and could have been avoided. I recall several years ago when several of my men and I were convoying to the border for a rally. Reds were coming from as far away as San Francisco to attack us. It was all over the news. As we approached the area I was to speak at, we were stopped by the pigs, cops, and searched. At the same time, two men approached our lead car and identified themselves as National Alliance members. We asked them to climb in as we needed all the comrades we could get for the possible war ahead of us. They handed us National Alliance newspapers but refused to join our forces. I will never forget that day. I think that it is the nub of our problem. We prevailed that day, but we had no idea of what we might be facing. The men with me were blue-collar, bikers, students, and even senior citizens with axe handles and baseball bats. The one thing they had in common was the will to fight. If National Alliance is to survive, it had better lower its sights to the Joe Sixpacks who are willing to go the extra mile. All these fancy Dan meetings and overtures to the rich and famous can be blown away the first time the enemy starts kicking their meeting doors in. The people who would do the fighting to defend the hall will not be around because they did not show up in suits. Hanging out in the hills of West Virginia or Hayden Lake does not a racial revolution make. But I bet the sounds of classical music sounds beautiful drifting through the troopless hills. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And I don't want to, I'm not taking on National Alliance. I'm just pointing these things out. The following is contributed by Robert Franz. Well, Jews thinking, Jew noggin in this land. It's always the cart before the horse, but Tom has his feet on the ground. Music, like religion and a worldview, springs from the racial soul. Only a Jew would believe that if you can get the wogs to smile when Wagner is played, he'll turn into a Teuton. The Jew thinks ass backwards all the time. Blight-wing proposals always come across as someone planning a trip by laying down an expensive road map, clearly marked phase one, phase two, and so on. They plan what to take on the journey and even polish the car. If they'd first considered that the engine had a broken crankshaft, then they would not have wasted their time with the road map money collection business. No engine, no will. Once a collective will congeals, then all else follows. You cannot buy guts. And you can't get a cow to act like a lion by playing Let's Roar Together. Battles are not won with violins nor musicians. Haven't you noticed that most Jew propaganda is directed towards women? Ever wonder why? Okay, here, next to Terrible Thomas' comments. Screw the workers section. The booming economy has increased the odds of getting a Christmas present from your employer. Only 37% of employers surveyed say they plan to distribute cash bonuses and other gifts to the workers. That is down from 40% last year and 41% in 1997, according to a survey of more than 400 employers by the Bureau of National Affairs, a major legal publisher. In other words, the better the economy gets, and I think they're lying, the less money that these people are willing to share with the workers. So what are you going to do there? Next, this is the from the Stupid File, from Soldier of Fortune, you can get a free copy of Resistor Magazine. And to get a free copy of Resistor Official Publication of the Special Forces Underground, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Soldier of Fortune Magazine. To those virgins out there, hear me well. The Soldier of Fortune banned National Alliance books a long time ago. Soldier of Fortune is in the Jews' hip pocket and the feds. I will not in good conscience give their address. My friends who were real Special Forces assure me that the real Special Forces Underground consider Mr. Barry, who operates the Resistor magazine, a dangerous joke. Watch out. Use your head. This reminds me of a group in San Diego in the late 60s called the Secret Army Organization. I think I've mentioned them before. They invited me by mail to a public park to have a picnic. I declined. The organizer was Howard Barry Godfrey, an FBI plant that actually started the group and proceeded to set most of the people in it up. His cover was as a State Fire Board employee. He planted a brand new bazooka in my friend's tool shed. If my friend had not discovered it in time and got rid of it, he would have spent long time in the slammer. The informant was his next door neighbor, a good church-going Mormon.
Oh.
Yes, this reminds me again of the Fred Verdine, admitted homosexual and CIA operative, that was sent to South America to join and help outfit a ship for an overthrow attempt on the leader of Liberia. It was a straight-out CIA operation. It was discovered and they were arrested in Colombia and barely made it out. Fred Verdine lived with the ADL spy Roy Bullock for some time in San Francisco. Roy Bullock, of course, another
motherfuckers, man.
Verdine claims to be a Nazi, but has been an informant and CIA operative for years. Verdine Alt was the snitch that was used to inform FBI sharpshooters of the actions of myself and skinheads at our first attempted concert several years ago at a location east of San Francisco. I and other skinheads were threatened directly that we would be shot if we raised any item into the air. All we had was guitars and drums. Verdine was in Rhodesia at the same time Harold Covington was there. Covington claims he was a warrior. He never got closer than the mess tent and pots and pans to any action. Covington writes a glowing foreword and dedicates his book March Up Country to the CIA faggot and lover of an ADL faggot spy, Roy Bullock. Watch out for ex-military personnel who try to snow you with their so-called military exploits. Remember Miller of the Patriot Party? He said he was Special Forces. Yes, he was. He was a supply sergeant. Remember that wacky Woody Allen-style David Duke Droge Dominica affair? The deal was set up with a Canadian Jew to finance Nazis to invade Dominica with the help of Rastafarian niggers. The Nazis would get a homeland and the kikes would start a gambling casino. All the niggers wanted was free to be smoke all the pot they wanted. They didn't care who ran the island. Well, the man that was chosen as the leader of that invasion claimed either Green Beret or Special Forces background. I forget his name at the moment, but guess what? When they went to trial, he turned out to have been in the regular army just a few weeks until he was discharged for guess what? Being a faggot. These
faggots
never even demanded to see his DD-214 Army record. Now do you realize why certain right-wingers hate terrible Thomas's guts? They want you to either forget all this crap or never know it in the first place. Their victim. The Dominica affair would make a great Spike Lee, Woody Allen movie. For more information, contact Plastic Man David Duke. That's it for this week from Terrible Thomas, and if I haven't offended you this week, call back next week and you may be lucky. This is Terrible Thomas saying think wide, act wide, be wide. Johnny Appleseed is back at it.
About the show today by going back to April 1994 for a talk by yours truly on War Radio. April 1994. It was a very good year. Our news and editorial line, dial 619-723-9000. 8996. And to send us these updated facts on news from your area, call 619-728-9817. Now to the question box. Question: is or was Dorian Yates a skinhead Nazi? Well, most people don't know who Dorian Yates is, but Dorian Yates is a well-known bodybuilder. Yes, he was Yates. Yates is a world-renowned bodybuilder now, but a few years ago, he was pictured with skinheads as a neo-Nazi. Check out the book Blood in the Face for a picture of Yates with several skinheads. He has since married a negress and settled down to a life of miscegenation in England. Oh, boy. I wonder if all those Jews and others involved in his business knows about where he got his start from. Question: did they really find North Europeans in China? Yes, the Chinese government kept it secret for some time, but now, in an article in the April issue of Discover magazine, a lengthy article and several amazing pictures appear. Well-preserved Aryans. Do you notice the media going nuts to talk about this great find? Fat chance. They wish to deny your history, white man, but there's no way they're going to be able to keep this secret. The Aryans from Northern Europe or Indochina as far as 2000 BC at least. Very interesting question. Where is Yuri von Kahl, son of martyred activist Gordon Kahl? He has been transferred recently to federal prison at Leavenworth. We do not have an address for him at this time. Question: is Canada's Heritage Front still active? Yes, but under horrible pressure from Jew-instigated tribunals, courts, and cops. Canada is indeed devoid of true free speech. In fact, there are many countries of Eastern Europe and even probably Russia today that have more free speech than Canada. What's happening in Canada is a prototype of what our opponents want to do here. War was surprised to hear Charlene Elise Hadigan has turned on her former friends at the Heritage Front out of fear of prosecution. It's amazing what a little personal fear will do to most people. Question: are Iraqi prisoners of war being brought to the United States? Yes, thousands are being brought to the United States at a starting cost of $70 million. The Arab countries won't take them. There goes the neighborhood again and again and again and again. Saudi Arabia, the Saudi Arabian people refuse to take them in. Oh, good old USA, man. Question: does war have a position on Alcoholic Anonymous? Well, not really. That's up to personal choice. I do know a sizable number of active Aryans who do belong to AA, and the ones I've talked to seem to do quite well. Question: will the U.S. intervene in North Korea? No, they will huff and puff, and in the end, probably will buy off North Korea with massive tax dollars. Remember, the U.S. still is connected to Cambodia's Pol Pot, and he killed over 30% of his population. Question: is the Pacific Northwest a viable option for Aryan migration? Well, this option has been promoted for many years, and war has covered it in our newspaper, but war fails to see a significant percentage of Aryan separatists moving in that direction. In fact, we find that per capita, the white people in the Northwest are the most extreme liberal idiots on race than whites in other parts of the United States. In fact, whites in Southern California are much more aware of the problem than these people in those states. Either negotiate or battle. Only then can you enforce options such as the Northwest. They're never going to let you just take it and declare it. You're going to have to fight for it, boys. Question: what happened to the skinheads that beat up the Iranian in Los Angeles a few years ago? Well, that's an interesting question. All are back on the street and doing well, as far as we know. Question: what about activity in the San Francisco area? While most wolves have seen the light and are working leaderless resistance or lone wolfing it, spies go crazy when there are no meetings to worm their way into. In fact, it's funny because this last week, FBI agents in LA, cops are running all over trying to find out who lone wolves are. Well, there's hundreds of lone wolves, you idiots, but they can't seem to find them. At least 75% of all intelligence information is gathered as a result of organizational meetings. Where do you think Roy Bullock of the ADL got 99% of his information? Also, many people are set up by well-placed agent provocateurs in these meetings or after these meetings or friendships who develop out of these meetings. War says, who needs the hassle? Who needs the hassle? Question, how about Portland skin activity? Portland, like most cities, sees less Aryan skinheads these days. Smart skins have, for the most part, trashed uniform, grown hair, and melted into the general population. They are 100% more effective in doing so. There are some American Front members operating in Portland, Oregon at this time. I believe their leader is Robert Heich. Question, did the great Waffen-SS General Leon de Grail die recently? Yes, a couple of weeks ago, de Grail made his home in Madrid, Spain, since World War II. There was a price on his head in his native Belgium. At least now he will be buried in the soil of his beloved homeland, Belgium. His funeral was well attended by comrades from across Europe. And remember, Leon de Grail rose from a private to a general due to his extreme bravery on the Eastern Front. He lost an arm, he lost an eye, I believe, and Hitler once said that if he had had a son, he would have wanted him to have been like Leon de Grail, now dead. That is too bad. Question, what's John Metzger up to? Is he prepared to take over leadership? Well, John edits the war newspaper, among other war duties, and he is a leader in his own right. John does radio and TV interviews, and like the rest of you, he tries to work to pay his bills. Tom Metzger is quite proud of his son's dedication. And I'll tell you one thing to the enemy. If you think Tom Metzger's been tough and rough, wait till you have to deal with John. This week, John and Tony McAleer from the Canadian Liberty Net, who has also been under the heat in Canada and been persecuted, prosecuted, and tossed about, well, they're traveling to Munich, Germany this week to meet like-minded people, and then on to Poland, where they will visit, guess what, get ready, John and Tony are going to Auschwitz. Remember, our Biden mock free, work makes free. We'd like to change it to war makes free. You know the place with the big sign that correctly reads, work makes free? Whoa. A lot of Jews that went into there didn't like that sign. Question, what happened to the Fourth Reich skins? The same as all undisciplined people with a shadowy understanding of race. They were taken in by tough-talking infiltrators and made big and crazy plans that they couldn't have pulled off even if they had tried. The minute they were caught in this fiasco, they all sang like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. The media ate it up, and the feds tried to gain points with the alleged black targets and the black community at large, and proving there's at least one sucker born each day that can't see through these paid government spies. And then they got these kids that didn't know up from down, who were only involved evidently for a few months, did not read, did not study, did not have a sound backing on the race issue. Now they're parading them down at this Wiesenthal Center and having them go through indoctrination, and probably most of them will come out of there saying, oh, we have seen the light, we have seen the light. And they'll be on Montel Williams the next week. Forget it. Question, is Maurice Lees going to go after the National Alliance now that he's through with COTC, and McCarty has put his tail between his legs and run off? Well, it's entirely possible if Dees can avoid his own problems looming on the horizon. Yes, Dees has problems. He's been exposed pretty hard in the last few weeks and months, and I think he's going to have other legal problems. These would see the National Alliance as a jewel to put in his crown if he thinks he can go another round. We shall see. Question, would you travel to Indianapolis, Indiana to speak? Yes. Tom or John Metzger are available to speak throughout North America and other nations with adequate preparation. That includes a round-trip airfare for events outside Southern California and a pillow to rest the head on and some meals. War consultants will not march or stand on state capitol steps at this time. Are we yellow? I've been through more riots than any other leader in this country, and I can prove it. And I've been at the front, not hiding in the back. We have no desire to be protected by system cops while being attacked by thousands of morons. If you can convince the cops and FBI and so on to stay home that day and let us arm each Aryan going there with adequate firepower, I will speak anywhere, even on the state capitol steps of your state. In other words, we will play by our rules, not theirs. Until we can play by our rules, we won't play. To make arrangements for private, professional appearances, simply write war. We're ready to go. In fact, a lot of states around this country need some of our input. The right-wing reactionary nonsense is still very strong, especially east of the Mississippi. Question, are Polynesians part Mongoloid? Yes, absolutely. Question, how can I join war? Well, you can't if you mean uniforms, oaths, and membership cards or dues that just get you into trouble. War is a state of mind that leads to ultimate action. Most war associates are individuals who protect their privacy and do not wish to rub elbows with system informants who infest all organizational meetings. These are self-starter alpha types. You know, the alpha wolf is the chief of the pack. These are self-educated people who desire to know more and more and keep reading and educating themselves and then devise a plan based upon their own talents for whatever job they're in that can promote Aryan survival and expansion. Each of us have different talents. We don't all fit the same mold. You have to work at the level where you're at. Influence the people from where you're at. This does not require self-destructive and nonsensical actions. War does not advocate healthy Aryans to commit suicide by covering themselves with symbols, uniforms, or carrying membership cards. In fact, it's so simple, many can't quite understand war. Most people are brought up to believe only organized, structured groups accomplish anything. This is nonsense. This is false, since less than 10% of any organization do 99% of the work anyhow. It's probably more like 1%, and that's any organization, even our opponents. Only a few Jews do the big work for the ADL. So can the 90% who just talk and waste your time and want to be entertained, do you want them to get in your way? Let's get down to basics. Most people who attend meetings believe they have fulfilled their duty just by going to a meeting, when in fact they just wish to be entertained while a few people do all the work. And then they drink their beer or drink their coffee, eat their cookies, wring their hands, and go home. And they think they have fulfilled their duty. That's nonsense. Our motto is work or walk. That's it. If you're associated with war, you either work or walk. War associates with those who do not need to have their hands held to accomplish a goal. If you are such a white, non-Semitic person who considers yourself a war associate, if you choose to, just go ahead. You are a war associate if you think along these lines. How simple can it be? You don't even have to fill out a membership form that's going to be in a file that's going to be seized by the feds. Question, where do I get Johnny Rebel music of that type, country western? Well, one we played on this update was a Hank Williams Jr. song. Hey, David Allan Coe has some real funny racial country songs. And he's got a CD out on it. It's available for $15, I understand. some terrific racial knee-slapping songs. There's some coming out of Las Vegas. There's a group in Las Vegas, but I don't have their address at this time. And a CSA group down south. I don't have their address at this time handy. You guys, if you got them on your table, call them in to us and we'll put them on. But be assured there will be much more country racial music as time goes by. It's a real untapped area. It really needs to be used. Question, can Montreal French whites associate with war? Of course. War doesn't see French, English, German, Americans, and so on. War sees white Aryans in a common pan-Aryan struggle. War has no problem with the French separatist movement as such, since the criminals in Ottawa and the criminals in Washington, D.C. are virtually the same. War suggests those involved in the French separatist program contact ISF, International Separatist Front, P.O. Box 530, McIntosh, that's MCINTOSH, Florida, 32664, and align your separatist group with an international organization of all races. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, and tell them war sent you. Question. Some ask what I referred to last week when I said the Metzgers, among other things, lost a business and a mother. Well, my wife, Kathleen, of 28 years, died shortly after the Portland trial. While her illness may not have started with the enemies who have attacked our family for years, the stress surely moved the process along at a faster rate. Our family will never forgive and never forget our major opponents. But always remember, vengeance is mine, saith war, sooner or later. Question. Is there any new music on the scene? Yes, I'm informed a group called, I think they said on the phone, Vaginal Jesus. I don't quite understand. Maybe I didn't hear that right. Vaginal Jesus. But has some hot new racial songs, they say. They got 9 of them, I believe, on a CD or a tape. And I think you ought to give it a try because it's only $3 in the U.S. and $5 out of the country. And send a money order of cash to Box 53, Milford, M-I-L-F-O-R-D, Connecticut, zip 06460-0053. Tell them war sent you. I haven't heard this music, so let me know if it's any good. Question, why are most racial guests on TV talk shows nearly illiterate and dressed badly, too? Well, it's not an accident. Due to pressure from the ADL and other such correct thought groups, talk shows actually seek out the most ignorant but who claim Aryan status and even claim to be spokesmen for the Aryan movement or the Aryan struggle. I'm sorry, it's not a movement, it's a struggle. These people, for the most part, are pretty new to the whole idea of race. Most don't read and have a very shallow belief system that can be easily deprogrammed in its initial stages. They are usually exhibitionists who actually get off shocking people more than helping the race. Unfortunately, most are young, and that's too bad. We're all for young people, but many of them dress worse than the people they are debating. Most of the people who say they're Aryans dress worse than the Negroes. In fact, many of the Negroes who appear on these shows dress quite well. And it's terrible, or they're out of shape. Have you looked at a lot of these people? They don't work out, like what we call stick skins, these skinny little guys that won't work out. Even a small guy can work out and build a body. Or these fat slobs who cannot control their eating. What an embarrassment to see these slobs representing the Aryan race, talking about, you know, we want to be superior and all that. It makes you sick. Again, this is no accident. Now, let me tell you something. I work out every day. I'm 56 years old as of April 9th, and I believe that I can take on physically any leader in this movement, in this struggle, in this country. And I have arm wrestled men half my age who are bodybuilders. So you got to get with it. Again, This is no accident. It is rare that more articulate, clean, well-dressed, and informed representatives are invited onto these sideshows. Many of these people also will average about 1 year of activism and then come back as anti-racist a short time in the future. Now, all they have to do is say, I believe in white power and I hate the niggas. Hey, man, I'm an expert Aryan. Don't be too alarmed, however, since as more and more whites come across the line to our side, we're moving up in society and society circles that surround us. Doctors, lawyers, military officers, some white police, engineers, educators, and the list goes on. And we don't have to prove it. We know it. They're in our ranks. They're not prone to destroy their careers by fronting themselves off for no good reason. These associates could be called intellectual lone wolves, technological lone wolves, educational lone wolves, and in other words, a true invisible Aryan empire that grows each day, silently in most cases. Patient gradualism, like the wolf circling a prey, is the watchword. On the job, you will probably never know that an Aryan soldier, a professional ideologue, may be working right beside you on the assembly line, in your office building, in the military, in almost all fields. He or she is self-controlled and trained to avoid being exposed. They don't go out of their way to expose themselves. In many cases, they actually take on the role of a radical liberal and pretend to be something they're totally not. Something like the book Devil's Advocate, if you've ever read it. This is leaderless resistance, and like the battery ad says, it just keeps on working. Don't worry about the dummies on most talk shows. It just means our opponents are whistling past the graveyard. They're getting scared. In some ways, they do us a service. Let the morons who profess to be Aryan spokesmen take the heat. Let them be followed around. Let them take the heat if they're going to act stupid. Question, what trades should Aryans get into? Well, this is a big subject, and there's many, many books, many, many areas of information that will help people. Trades that will always be in demand. Electricians, plumbers, carpenters. There are thousands. Sprinkler installers for fire, fax machine repair, auto electronics, roadside vegetable fruit and sale stands. You name it. Choose a trade that you can move around and make a living if need be. The tougher ones are the large corporations, the military, and so on. They're a different story for committed ideologues that are in for the long-range planning. That's fine. The average guy needs a trade that he can make money with and be able to move his family around. Don't forget healthcare, the fastest growing industry, sales. A good salesperson can make it almost anywhere. There are magazines and books that specialize in this type of information. Pick them up at the library. They're free. Read. Prove your superior Aryans. And pick them up at the newsstands. Also, learn to network with other tradespeople that may have Aryan sympathies, or maybe not, that you just didn't know them. And they scratch your back, you scratch theirs. War likes free enterprise. We love free enterprise and the underground free economy. War does not like runaway, exploitive, monopolist capitalism and the international, transnational corporations. Question, who does the mouth Rush Limbaugh remind you of? Well, a caller has said the 1950s movie A Face in the Crowd, starring Andy Griffith. He fits Rush to a T. Yes, I saw that movie years ago, and it does fit Rush to a T. Look around in your video stores and find A Face in the Crowd. Question, how about brain-dead white cops? Whoa, that's a good subject. White cops are a vanishing breed, but most are brain-dead to that threat. They don't seem to care. Eventually, all cops and agents will be 99% non-white. White cops and white agents who harass and persecute Aryan activists today are indeed fools.
They believe they can go along with a program that will eventually trash them also. Now and then, you run into a stand-up smart white cop. Most of the time, you are dealing with white cops who deserve what the violent non-white gangs have in store for them. There was a time in this country when most proud white Americans admired and respected white cops. I was one of those who felt the same way. But after nearly 30 years' experience with cops, I can assure you the honeymoon ended a long time ago. We are extremely sorry for the small percentage of good white cops who know the score. You're an exception to our scorn. The problem is, when the shit goes down, it's going to be difficult to sort you out. How about an identifying sign when the lead begins to fly, boys? We don't want to damage our friends. Question, what do you think of Howard Stern? He's an entertainer. He's very open and racist. I think he's better than Rush Limbaugh and actually anti-Semitic, even though his father, I believe, was a Jew. I think it's great the way he pokes fun at everything. I got to admit, boys and girls, I like satire, and I have a good time with satire. So, old Danny Carver do? What would Danny Carver, the Klansman, do without the Stern Show? Don't forget, The Cradle Song, a novel of race, war, after the breakdown. A real down-and-dirty street-type book, $15. And it's a thick one, too. Also, Horace Saves, a hilarious satire on the origins of organized religion. If you got a sense of humor, this will roll you in the aisle, $15 donation. Refer to our war newspaper for a complete list of video and audio tapes.
Boy, how time flies when you're having fun. That was from 20 years ago. 20 years ago, April 1994. I don't think you'll find my logic has changed much. I don't think you will. Anyhow, we'll be back with you on Moonsday. Moonsday, we'll be back here and hopefully have another good show for you. Take it easy, 14-5, and remember, when it comes to important information, shut up. Loose lips sink ships, and a lot of other things. Incidentally, I had a call from Craig Cobb today, and it seems that he entrusted his automobile and some expensive stuff to a so-called right-wing patriot. Here we go again. And it seems that he got his car back, but I'm not going to go into what he had, but this so-called right-wing white patriot who runs a website down in Louisiana made off with Craig's stuff. That's an example of the right wing. I keep telling you about that. So I'm off and clear, and I'm going to see if I can help him get some of this stuff back. But I'm not going to get too involved because of the way Craig's track record has been.